The third parak of Zvachim, starting out with Mishnah Aleph, builds on what we saw at the beginning of the prior parak, where he explained that there are four stages to the bringing of the dam, of a korban, the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, and the zrika. The most flexible stage is the shechita. The shechita can be done by a non-kohen, by a woman, etc. We saw that at the beginning of the prior parak. However, the three other stages cannot. And we're going to build on that concept. Mishnah of kol psulim sheshachtu shechita sankshera. All the psulim, invalid people that did a shechita, the shechita is still going to be kosher. Shashchita kshera bizarim, because the shechita can be done with a non-kohen, benashim, by women, uba'avadim, a Canaanite slave, uba'tameim, and they can be done by a tame also, a even for the higher level of korbanos, the kodesh kodashim, not only talking about the kodesh kalim. However, when it comes to a tame, we have a proviso, as long as the tame doesn't touch the meat, so the tame actually is not permitted into the azara. He'd have to stand outside the azara, have a long shechita knife, the animal is on the inside, and he would shech that he's not permitted to touch the meat, because that would make the meat tame, and that would invalidate the korban. Lefichach, because these people are disqualified people, the non-kohen, the woman, etc., they can do the shechita if at the stage of the shechita they had a thought, an invalid thought, they're going to do something chuslim komel chuslis mano, neficha poslim b'machshava, that indeed would invalidate the korban. Because they can do the shechita, if they had the invalid thought, the improper thought, that there will be something done, the zrika would be done chusim komel chusim zmano, or the eating of the meat would be done chusim komel chusim zmano, or the haktara, the burning of the emurim on the mizbeach, would be chusim komel chusim zmano. Indeed, that will invalidate the korban. However, on the other hand, if, for example, they had in mind, if they did the Kabbalah, they're not qualified to do the Kabbalah, but if they did the Kabbalah nonetheless, and when they did the Kabbalah, they had in mind a chus lizman, a chus mikomo thought, that indeed would not invalidate the korban. So here we see, v'chulan shekiblu asadam, chus lizman v'chus mikomo, if any of those invalid, those disqualified people did the Kabbalah, the stage number two, and they had those improper thoughts, chus lizman v'chus mikomo, we can fix that, im yesh dama nefesh, if it's still where the shechita was done, if there's still what's called dama nefesh, that is the blood which gushes out at the time of shechita, if there's still that blood, that's the blood that's necessary for the zrika, accordingly, somebody who is qualified to do the Kabbalah, that's a kohen, is qualified, yachzor akashav yikabal, he does the Kabbalah, and then he can take that dam and do the halacha and the zrika, so that is fixable at the Kabbalah stage, Mishnah Beis. We're now going to talk about four different examples of where there was a valid Kabbalah. It was done by the Kohen. It was done properly, and something happened there afterward. Indeed, we're going to see that it can be fixed in these situations. So, example number one, Kibbalah Kasha V'Nasan L'Pasul. If the Kohen did the Kabbalah, and then he handed the klisharis over to somebody who is a pasul, who could not have done the Kabbalah. For example, he handed it to his wife. Yachzir L'Kasher. That person who's holding the blood has to give it back to the valid Kohen, and they continue with the avoda from there. That's example number one. Nothing was done improperly. The Kabbalah was kosher. Example number two, Kibel b'yimino v'nastan l'smolo. If the coin did the Kabbalah in his right hand, that's how you have to do the Kabbalah, and he put it into his left hand. Yachzir l'yimino, put it back in your right hand. It was a kosher Kabbalah, keep it in the right. The third example, Kibel b'kli kodesh v'nastan b'kli chol. If the Kabbalah was done in a kli kodesh, that's the right way to do it, and then he put it into a regular bowl. Yachzir l'kli kodesh, he has to put it back into the kli sharis, into the kli kodesh. Fourth example, the Kabbalah was done correctly, however, nishbach min hakli ala ritzba v'asafo, the blood was spilled on the ground, and then he collected it back and put it back into the kli sharis, and all of these, it's been fixed, kosher, not a problem. But now we're going to have somebody who is a pasul, for example, the non-kohen, the woman, the Canaanite slave who did the zrika, they're not qualified to do the zrika, they can't do the zrika. Nisano agabe akevesh, and they did it in the improper way, so it should be a psul. But they're a puzzle person, so as we'll see, if a coin did it in these ways, it would cause a problem. We actually saw this concept, if a coin did it, it would cause the meat to be puzzle, it would cause the emurim to be puzzle, the korban itself would be kosher and count for the baalim. We saw this in the beginning of the prior parak, but now we're talking about somebody who's puzzle. Did the zrika in the wrong way. So nesano agabe agefesh, ala kevesh. If somebody was puzzled, we're talking about Yisrael that did it, he, instead of putting the zrika of the dam on the Mizbeach itself, he put it on the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach. Or Shelo Keneged HaYesod, he put it on the place on the Mizbeach in an improper place. You have to put it on in a place that is on top of where there is a base, the Yesod that goes around the Mizbeach, and he put it on a place in the Mizbeach that didn't have the Yesod there. Nasan any tending the Mata Lamala Vinitan Lamala Lamata. If there are certain karbonas that the Zrika has to be done on the top half of the Mizbeach, he put it on the bottom half, or it's supposed to be put on the bottom half, he put it on the top half. Esanitani Bifni Bachus, Venitani Bachus Bifni, or he put it on the wrong Mizbeach. Instead of putting it on the Mizbeach outside in the Azor, he put it on the Mizbeach inside the Heichal, or vice versa. In all of these situations, because this invalid zrika was done by somebody who's not qualified to do the zrika, wasn't done by the Kohen, imyesh dam hanefesh, if there is that blood still on the animal that can be recollected as a Kabbalah, yachzor hakashav yikabel, the Kohen himself can go do the Kabbalah, and thereafterward he would do the halacha and the zrika, and it's going to be a totally kosher korban, the meat's going to be kosher, could be eaten, etc. Mishnah Gimel builds back on what we saw in the prior perek. Mishnah Gimel, we were describing there what are the psulim of chutzlim koma uchutzlim zmano, and we said as follows: if somebody has in mind when doing the avoda that the korban will be eaten at the wrong in the wrong place or the wrong time, or the haktorah, the burning of the innards of the korban, the emurim, will be done in the wrong place or the wrong time, that is the psul of chutz limkomo and chutz lizmano. Now, we're going to qualify that in Mishnah Gimel, ha-shochet et ha-zevach, le'echol davar she'en dar kolechol. If the person has in mind, when he's doing shchita on the animal, he has in mind a chutz limkomo, chutz lizmano, but he's thinking about that it will be eaten, and he's thinking about this will be eaten, about an item that's typically not eating, For example, he's thinking the emurim are brought on the mizbeach, not eaten, and he's saying that will be chutzim komo chutzis mano. Or lahaktir davar shein dar kolaktir. He's thinking I'm going to be maktir. I'm going to burn the stuff that on the mizbeach, but he's thinking I'm going to do that in I'm going to do it in the wrong time, the wrong place, but on an item that is typically not on the brought on the mizbeach. For example, he's thinking about the meat. The meat is typically eaten, and he's thinking I'm going to bring it on the mizbeach. It's going to be kosher. In other words, what we're learning now is the psul of chusim koma chusim zmano is if he thinks I'm going to eat something that is typically eaten, the meat, chutzli mekomo or chutzli zmano, or if he thinks I'm going to be mocked or something that is typically brought on the mizbeach, that is the emurim, chutzli mekomo chutzli zmano. But the reverse of that is going to be kasher. Rabbi Eliezer nonetheless says it is pasul. Continuing, the second rule that we're learning in this Mishnah is le'echol. If the psul that he's thinking about is le'echol davar shedar kolechol, he has it right or has it wrong. He has in mind I'm going to eat something that's typically eaten. And he has in mind laktir davar shetar kolaktir. He's thinking a chuslim komo chuslim izmano, that it's going to be brought on the mizbeach, something that is typically brought on the mizbeach. But he has in mind pachos mikazayis. I'm going to be eating chuslim komo chuslim izmano less than the shear, less than a kazayis. Or he has in mind I'm going to be maktir on the mizbeach chuslim komo chuslim izmano less than a kazayis. Kasher, it's going to be kosher because the psul is not only that you have in mind I'm going to eat something that's typically eaten chuslim komo chuslim izmano, I'm going to be maktir something that's typically maktir chuslim komo chuslim izmano, but also it has to be a minimum of kazayis to violate the prohibition. And in addition, third din that we learn in this Mishnah, if he has in mind lecho kachatzi zayis or laktir kachatzi zayis, he has in mind two things. I have in mind I'm going to eat something. It's going to be a chutzim komo chutzis mano, but I'm only going to go half a zayis. And he also has in mind I'm going to be maktir something that's typically maktir, but again it's going to be a chetzi zayis. It's still going to be kosher, this animal, because she'en achila v'aktar mitzavim, because the psul of achila, of having in mind an achila chusim mikom chusim, and the psul of haktara chusim mikom chusim zano, because each one is a half, because we don't add an achila and haktara together. Those are two separate prohibitions, two separate improper thoughts. They are not going to combine to make a kezayis. Mishnah Dalet hashochet et hazevach lekol kezayis min haor. Now what we were going to talk about, if somebody has in mind, he's thinking I'm going to eat this in the proper time, in the improper time, improper place, chuslim koma chuslim zmano, and he's thinking about an item that is either not edible, it's inedible, this thing, or it's not considered food. Is that, even though it could be eaten, is that going to be a invalid thought, is that going to be considered a chuslim komo, chuslim lizmano, that would invalidate that korban? So the Mishnah says as follows, shochet, somebody does a zeshchita as a zevach, the korban, le'echo kazayis minora, and he's having in mind, I'm going to eat a kazayis, that's what you need to make it a puzzle, a kazayis, but he's thinking, I'm going to eat from the hide, a hide is not edible, min harotef, or from the gravy, it's not considered a food, min hakipa, these are the shreds of meat that are left on the bottom of the pot, together with some of the spices on the bottom. You don't, that's not food. Min ha'alal, or he's having in mind that I'm going to eat a kazayis of what's the alal, or small pieces of meat that are attached to the hide, like stringy meat, that little tiny pieces that are attached. Min ha'atzamos, of eat the bones. Min ha'gidim, the sinews. Min ha'talafayim, of the hooves. Min ha'karnayim, of the horns. And he has in mind, chutz lizmano, chutz limikomo, I'm going to eat all of this as a kazayis. I'm going to eat it at the improper time, improper place. All of these are going to be kosher because these are either inedible items or items that are not considered regular food. The ein chayavim aleh mishum pigol. In addition, when it comes to all this list of items that we said, if you have a korban indeed that is pigol, somebody brought it, everything was done correctly except had the improper thought. Chutz lizmano, if somebody goes and eats the meat of a korban that is a pigol, that person is chayav karis. However, if he goes and eats any of the items on this list, it may be usher, but it's not going to be chayav karis because these are not items that are typically eaten. They're not edible or they're not normal food. Or in addition, even if somebody has a kosher animal, and leaves over, if somebody typically eats over meat from a kosher animal, and it's now outside the proper time to eat it, so it's called nosar, typically somebody would be chayav karis for eating nosar. If he ate any of these items from an animal that was beyond its time, he wouldn't be chayav karis, because these are not typically eaten items. And in addition, if somebody who is tameh, somebody who's tameh eats the meat of a korban, that is chayav karis. But if somebody ate any of the items on this list of a kosher korban, that person would not be chayav karis. Mishnah hey. Building on the prior Mishnah, now we are going to be talking about hashochet es hamukdashim. Somebody brought a shchita on mukdashim, is a phrase that means a female animal. And he has in mind here, le'echol shlil, I'm going to eat the fetus, o shilia, or to eat the placenta, that's the membrane that around the fetus, bachutz. Bachutz here means it's either a chutz limkomo or chutz lizmano. In these instances, lo pigel, it's not going to be a pigel. It's also, if it's had in mind that it's going to be, it's not going to invalidate the korban. And the reason here, the Bartanur, it's actually a machlokas in the Mefarshim, why? The Bartanur explains as follows, because the fetus and the placenta are not considered part of the zevach, it's not considered part of the animal. Accordingly, when somebody has in mind, chutz limkomo, chutz lizmano, on an item that's not considered part of the animal, it's a fetus, it's a placenta, that will not invalidate the korban. And there are others that explain, the Rambam explains, because these are items that are not fit to be eaten. Continuing, we have been talking about animals, the shchit of an animal, which is with a knife. When it comes to korbanos of birds, we don't have a knife to do the shchita. The thumbnail of the kohen is used on the back of the neck to do the shchita effectively. So that's called melika, hamolek torim, bifnim. Indeed, if a kohen does the malika, and he does it properly, but he has an improper thought, torim bifnim, torim are the turtle doves, bifnim, but he's having in mind, I'm going to eat the eggs that are inside, these are still not laying, these eggs, and after I do the malika, I'm going to eat those eggs, and he has a wrong thought, bachutz, I'm going to eat an bachutz. Again, lo pigal, even though he's thinking of a chutz, chutz lizmano, chutz limikomo, that's not going to invalidate it because the part of the animal that he's thinking of eating, chutz limikomo, chutz lizmano, the eggs are not considered part of the bird itself. And similarly, if he has in mind as follows, chalev hamukdashin, that the milk in the udder, when you shecht an animal, if there's milk in the udder, if it's a female animal, mukdashim, again, we said is a female korban, so he's having in mind that milk in the udder, beitzei torim, and those unlaid eggs, indeed, ein chayavim aleim, which is a similar concept that we've seen. If indeed somebody has a korban and goes and thereafter wants to eat and or eats from the milk that was left in the udder, and the animal itself was a pigol. Let's assume that the korban was a pigol. If anyone would eat the meat from that korban, there would be chayav kares. If somebody goes and drinks from the milk in the other, or if it's from a turtle dove and the person goes and eats the eggs that were left over, that were not laying, it was in the animal, when the malika was done, the person would not be chaya pigul on that because it's not considered part of the animal. And also, if it was a kosher animal, if you ate the meat, you would be chaya for nosar. If somebody's tamei ate the meat, that then that person would be chayav, because chayav for each of those kares. If the person, on the other hand, ate the, drank the milk in the other, and from an animal that was pigul, or ate from the turtle dove that was also a pigul, there would not be chayav kares, because again, the milk and the unlain eggs are not considered part of the animal. Continuing, Mishnah Vav, Shchato al Menas Lahaniach Damo Es Emurav Lemachar. So here, our classic discussion, definition of Chutz Limkomo and Chutz Lizmano is when somebody has in mind that I am going to eat, or I am not going to maktir something that I typically eat, or something that I typically do the Haktara on, Chutz Limkomo L'Chutz Lizmano. In other words, the person has in mind, I'm going to do an avoda, or I'm going to eat, I'm going to do the zrika, or I'm going to eat, I'm going to actively eat, or I'm going to actively do the haktara at the wrong time in the wrong place. However, what if somebody has in mind that I am going to be passive, meaning I am going to leave the blood and not do the zrika into the wrong time, or I'm going to bring it into the wrong place, but I'm not going to do one of these acts there. I'm not going to do the zrika in the wrong place. I'm not going to do the zrika at the wrong time. I'm not going to eat at the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm just going to leave it over and be passive. It's going to be in the wrong place. It's going to be the wrong time, but I'm not going to do anything actively. So the Mishnah says as follows, Shchato al menas laniach damo os emur av lemachar. If somebody did the shchita and have his in mind, the blood that you're supposed to do the zrika, or the emurim that you're supposed to do the haktara, I'm not going to do it at all. I'm going to be passive. It's not that I'm thinking I'm going to do it the avod at the wrong tomorrow, at the wrong time. Or the person has in mind when he's doing the shechita, I am going to take it out into the wrong place. That's chutz limkomo. But he doesn't have in mind that he's going to eat the meat there, or that he's going to do the haktara there. He's simply going to leave it there. So how about in these situations? Is this going to be a chutz limkomo, chutz limzmano? Is that going to be a psul? Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely, this is a psul, even though it's not your classic definition, that the person is thinking that he's going to do an act at the wrong place in the wrong time. He's simply going to do something passively in the wrong place in the wrong time. It doesn't matter, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that if the act itself makes the korban psul, the machshava, the thinking at the time of the shchita, also is going to make that psul, that korban pasul. On the other hand, chachamim are of the view based on a pasuk that being passive, like we just mentioned, that is not going to invalidate the korban. Continuing various activities that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this would not invalidate the korban. So it goes as follows: shchato amanas litno al gabe akevish. This is going to be a long list that we've seen already in this perek. We've seen it elsewhere as well, that if you did the shechita with the intention of, on a high level, we're now going to talk about if somebody did the shechita with the intention of doing this zrika in the wrong place. So shchato al menat, but the wrong place, but still in the azara, not outside the azara. So the classic definition of chutz limkomo is when you have in mind, I'm going to do the shechita outside. Chutz limkomo would be the shechita outside the azara. Here he has in mind, he's going to do it inside the azara, but on the wrong place. Shchato almanas litno agabe akevish. He has in mind, I'm going to do the shchita. He does the shchita with the machshava, with the thought that he's going to do the zrika not on the mizbeach, but he's going to put it on the ramp leading to the mizbeach. Shelo kenegede yesod. He's going to put it onto the mizbeach, not in the proper place. It's going to be not where the base goes around, and has to be in the where the base goes around. Liten esag nitani lamata lamalo. Nitani lamalo matro. He has in mind when he does the shchita that he's going to put the zrika in the wrong place. Either it has to be on the top of the mizbeach and he put it on the bottom half. It was supposed to be on the bottom half, and he puts it on the top half. As in etanim bifnim b'chutz, and etanim b'chutz bifnim. Or he has in mind when doing the shchita that he is indeed going to put it on the wrong mizbeach. It was supposed to be on the outer mizbeach. He puts it on the, he has in mind he's going to put it on the inner mizbeach, or the reverse of that. These are all things that would indeed not invalidate the korban. Continuing other types of psulim, he has in mind when he's doing the shchita that disqualified people will either eat the meat or do the avoda. So this is what I have in his mind. It says as follows, shiachlu tameim, shiachrivu tameim. He has in mind, I'm doing the shechita now, and it will be eaten by somebody who's tameh. Somebody who's tameh is not allowed to eat the korban, to eat meat of the korban. Or he has in mind when he's doing the shechita, shiachrivu tameim, that the haktara, of the Emurim will be done by Tameim. Or he has in mind when he's doing the Shechita, Sheachlu Arelim, Sheachrivu Alem. He has in mind either that Arelim, somebody who doesn't have a bris, will eat the meat. It has to be people who have a bris, men who have the bris. Sheachrivu, or he has in mind that when he's doing the Shechita, that the Haktara of the Emurim will be done by somebody who is an Arel. In all these situations, this will not invalidate. This is not a Chutz Limkomo, Chutz Limmanu. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in this. Why? Because once the Zrika is done, an act thereafter, it may be a wrong act to do, but it won't invalidate the korban. Accordingly, because the zrika was done properly, even though at the time of the shechita somebody had in mind that a tameh will eat it thereafter, or will do the haktorah thereafter, that is not going to invalidate the korban that had a kosher zrika. Continuing, as it applies to the korban chatas, lishaber atzmo sabesach, if he has in mind when doing the shechita that he is going to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to break the bones. That's a law in the Torah, to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Or he has in mind when he's doing the Shechit of Le'achol Himenuna, that I am going to eat of it when it is raw. That is, again, a law in the Torah. You have to eat the Korban Pesach only when it's broiled. Or he has in mind not only the Korban Pesach, our Korbanos, the Arev Damo B'dam Sulim, that he's going to mix the blood together from this korban with the blood that is possible to be done, the zrika, and he's going to do the zrika together with that mixture. In all of these situations, it's going to be a kosher korban. It's not going to validate the korban. And now we have the bottom line summarizing the last three prakim, certainly this mishnah, but all the past three prakim, that we've been talking about three different psulim, but not others. So when it comes to the machshavas, people thinking improper thoughts, we have three psulim. Shena machshava poseles, the improper thoughts when doing the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, zrika, that psulim are going to be limited when somebody has an improper thought. Ela chutz lizmano v'chutz l'mekomo. Number one is if the person has in mind chutz lizmano, or number two, chutz l'mekomo. That applies to all korbanas. And when it comes to the bat pesach v'achatas, the third psul that we saw in the first parak is shelo lishman. If he has in mind when he's bringing the pesach or the chatas that he's bringing in mind that it's for some other korban, for example, like an ola, that indeed will also totally invalidate that korban.